It's time for America's most unique motorsport show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with Austin O'Neill. He is back in the studio today after his run up there at I-80 this last weekend. Kirk Elliott sitting in with me today. It's Phone Friday. You know what that means. We're going to open up the phones. 816-833-8553. 816-833-8553. We'll take your calls today. We hope that we get a few more calls today than we have in the past few weeks. Again, 816-833-8553. So let's start off the show. I hate to start it off like this, but we got to talk to Austin about his trip up to I-80. It wasn't a good trip for you, Austin. You blew up in the heat race. It doesn't sound like it was very good. It sounds like it really hurt the motor.
Yeah, when it blew up, it did not just, make my life easy.
Right.
It sent me down the hard path, but yeah, it seems like it's had something at, like in the piston / rod region broke and sent a rod to the oil pan, and
not sure what caused that yet.
Not 100% sure. I'll know when we take it to an engine builder and let them go through it. But
right.
Yeah, there's definitely a pretty good sized dent in the pan under 3 and 5, and then up on top of the butterflies. When I pulled the stacks off of it, there was rod and then piston parts scattered in my air filter and on top of the butterflies. So it definitely went it in a big way. That engine's, it's been around for I think 6 years now. I mean, it's been refreshing every year, but it has a lot of...
It had new pistons in it this year, too, right?
It had, everything was new. That's how it is every year.
Were the rods new in it as well?
Yeah, it should all be new, but like the block and that, the old stuff that you don't change every year. It's been around a while, and it's seen a hard life and a long life, and I guess it just wanted
It was tired.
It was tired, I guess. But
right.
Yeah, it took a big puff, it coughed a lot of oil out of it, when it locked up, and
right,
it came out the breather vent up in front of the injection, and my car's white, you can notice everything, and the oil that I use is Champion, and it's blue, so
right,
everything in front of the motor plate, forward, and under the hood's blue, my radiator's full of oil, and it's definitely was not a fun car wash last night. Yeah. I've never blown
a motor.
I've blown some micro ones up, but they weren't nothing big. But this was the first one I've really blown up, and it's a mess.
Yeah. So, and that's the only motor that you have, right?
Yeah, it's the only one we got. It's unfortunate that, it had to happen to us at this point. This point of the year, it's...
Like, this is the time of the season to eat right now, right?
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of racing going on right now. It couldn't have happened at a worse time.
No, and it couldn't, and... we got a big month of September coming up ahead of us.
Right.
We have, the Jesse Hockett race we attend every year. And then, we usually go down to Devil's Bowl and whatnot. And that's going to really affect our plans. But, the biggest one, isn't even those events. It's next Tuesday night at Lakeside. It's, our primary sponsor, Marmon Keystone, decided to come on board and sponsor the race at Lakeside and bring in, their employees to the event and get to see their Marmon Keystone car, race at its home track and just, expose the employees there to sprint car racing. And it couldn't happen at a worse time.
Right.
I have one engine. I'm really not sure what I'm going to be able to do for next week.
Right.
Maybe I can, find the right opportunity to maybe rent an engine from someone, but the sources that we've contacted so far are not available.
Right.
So,
yeah, right.
I'm not really sure what to do. It's just kind of like, you're in awe right now. That.
Hey, what about us starting a GoFundMe page? Would you be up for that?
I mean,
to get you back out there. I get it. it's kind of like panhandling a little bit, right? But at the same time, there's a lot of people that listen to you on this show from around the country that might donate towards the cause of helping you get another motor. Or at the very least, repair the motor that you have, right?
Yeah, I would. You know, I'm not going to turn away any help at all. You know, it's, you know, I have, don't get me wrong, I have great sponsors and great partners that help us out. And if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be able to go race at all. So I you know, I feel like, you know, if people would, you know, would be interested in helping me out, I would appreciate that. It's just, you know, like I said, I have partners that help us get to the track, but, you know, it's hard to kind of budget for situations like this, especially, yeah, you know, the time that we're in right now. I went up there and spent a ton of money in tires for next Tuesday, and
now you got a lot of tires and not a motor.
Yeah, that's right. It's just, I shouldn't have spent that much in tires, and I could have put maybe half that money to fixing this.
Can you sell the tires?
I could, but I'm not going to, because I know it's at some
you're
point
gonna
I'll
need them.
And right, you know, as the year keeps going on, they get harder to find. So, yeah, I'm not sure that, you know, maybe I'll get something together for the rest of the year. I don't know. It's just, you know, engine builders are starting to get backed up and on engines and
on rebuild
stuff and, right, and even new stuff. So I'm not sure what the rest of the year looks like. It just depends on, you know, if we found the right opportunity to maybe to rent a motor for a race or
right
or something like that, or if it got to the point where, you know, a team owner was looking for a driver and I was the right fit for them.
Yeah. Well, how about this? If there's anybody out there that's listening to the show right now that would like to work a deal out with Austin to lease a motor to him, I will offer this up right now. I'll offer up that we will run a commercial spot for your business. If you have a 360 motor and you would like to loan it to Austin O'Neill, we will run your commercials on this show at the very minimum of three times a day, Monday through Friday, and Saturday at the halfway point on Track Talk, we will run your commercial for you if you would be willing to loan Austin O'Neill a motor so he could race here for a few more weeks. And again, the advertisement on here, we can work out the numbers, and I can let you know what that adds up to. But we would love to be able to get Austin a motor and get him back out there on the racetrack before the year is up. We'd hate to have him sit out. In fact, I hate to even say it, but you're going to go down and you're going to help Ayrton Jennington tonight, right?
Yeah. Ayrton and I were up there, you know, racing at IAD, and I've always been friends with them, and, you know, I talked to him daily, and I went and worked for him last year for a couple of shows at the All-Stars that came to town. And he's like, I know you want to go race, but, you know, I get, you know, that's not going to happen right now. And if you want to do something this weekend, come work for me. So, I couldn't pass up the opportunity, you know, it's to go be a part of a, you know, a full-time touring team for a weekend, and you get to learn, you know, some tricks of the trade and whatnot is, you know, only make my program better. I wish I was racing, but at least I still get to go to the races this weekend.
You know, my biggest concern is that somebody's going to steal you away, and then you're going to leave Mostly Motorsports. That's my biggest concern right now.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of other things that would have to play into something like that happening. I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen, but I don't know. You never know. I'm not. I don't know.
Well, I've got a pretty good commitment to Lucas Oil products for the rest of the year. So that's all I know. That's what I've got to do. I've got to fulfill my agreement to Lucas Oil products for the rest of the year. Kirk, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right? I'm doing great. I'm just interested in this conversation you're having here.
Right, right. So. It's a little on the air open mic. It's open mic conversation.
Hey, I'm here. I'm hanging around for a while longer.
Hey, Kirk, so. You know what? It might come back to me and you, bud.
It always does, man.
It always has, hasn't it, Kirk? Kirk, how many times over the course of the last 22 years have me and you hired somebody and we lose them and it's just me and you
again?
No. I want you to answer the question. How many times has that happened over the course
of the year? Well, it's
happened a lot.
A lot. You know.
Yeah.
But I want Austin to be
like,
here.
It seems like we train people and then they leave. That's what happens.
We love Austin. We want him to stay.
We want him to stay.
So, Trust me, I'm right with you. I want to stay as long as I can. So I have no intentions of leaving you guys high and dry. So.
Well, we hope not.
Just know that.
We absolutely hope that's the case, Austin, because you've been a great asset to Racing Boys, and we would hate to lose you, and I would hate to lose the chemistry that you and I have. Now, listen, my memory isn't the best. I proved that a little bit earlier when I thought Todd wasn't going to be here tomorrow, and it's Austin that's not going to be here tomorrow. My memory is a little punchy. I'm a little punchy with my memory sometimes.
Well, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for Austin this weekend to go and work on a team with Ayrton. And
no, I'm not saying that it isn't a great opportunity for him, but I'm selfish.
Yeah. Austin would rather be behind the wheel of a race car, though, right?
No, absolutely.
He'd rather be driving his own car.
Austin, we're going to try to do whatever we can to help you get a motor, all right?
I appreciate that. Well,
you know that Kirk and I are here for you, right? You know that, don't you?
Oh, I know.
You know we've got your back. You know that, right? We always will. So just know that we've got you.
Well, that's a bitter pill to swallow to have that engine go the other night.
It's not going to be cheap to fix that motor.
No.
First of all, we don't know if it hurt the cylinder heads, right?
I don't think it did, but without opening anything up, I don't know.
You pull it apart, you don't know.
Yeah,
right.
We pulled the valve covers off of it, and everything on top of the motor looks all right. So I mean,
it didn't look like it pushed a bunch of push rods up through or nothing. It didn't hurt anything.
No,
there.
I don't think so.
It looked like the lash was all still pretty good on there.
Yeah, none of them felt off. But like I said, you don't know until how bad it is until you get to an engine builder.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope something comes together for the Lakeside Speedway race coming up on August the 2nd.
If anybody knows how to put a GoFundMe page together, I've never done it. Have you ever done it?
Never done it.
I've never done it. I think what we need to do is put a GoFundMe page together for Austin and see if we can round up a little bit of money to help him get through this trying time of fixing this motor. I think that's what we should do. Are you with me on that?
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Our budget here at Racing Boys is not quite to the point where we can go out and buy a motor.
Listen, if we could afford to buy...
We can help raise some funds.
Yeah, but listen, we can use our platform as a mechanism to try to help raise the revenue to build the motor. That's what this platform is good for right here.
Yes, sir.
And so, again, if you're interested, what we could do is... We would offer up some advertisement to anybody that could come up with a motor for Austin O'Neill to run, and we will trade you out advertisement here and on Track Talk on Saturday mornings. We'll do it, right, Kurt?
We'll do what we can.
We'll do whatever we can.
Absolutely.
Yep, for sure.
Isn't that the goal, Austin? August 2nd at Lakeside? We need to make sure you're at that event, right?
Yes, that's...
That's the most important event.
Yes, sir. That's our Knoxville Nationals of our year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's not, but that's the equivalent to our year.
So that's the big night we're shooting for.
Yes.
And that's a week from next Tuesday.
It's a week and a half.
Yeah. Week and a half.
GoFundMe charges a percentage, FYI. That's okay. We're okay with that. If they charge a little percentage to collect the revenue, that works for me.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah. All right, Kirk, let's talk a little racing now. Let's get into it. And did you guys take a chance and watch the Silver Dollar Nationals last night? Chris Madden wins up there at I-80. There were 60 cars up there last night, Kirk. That was a lot of cars.
Watched the whole night.
Yeah.
It was great. The track was in excellent shape.
It was.
Last night, very racy track, as it most ordinarily is at I-80 Speedway, and we saw two groups qualifying. We saw six heat races, three B mains, and a 50-lap A feature last night. And
you broke it all down,
Kurt. It was a really good show.
Yeah, it was a good show. But Chris Madden led flag to flag on that deal.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the man last night.
No, he wasn't the man. No, he wasn't the man. The man was Bobby Pierce, who started 30th and
20th.
Ran.
Started 20th.
He started 20th, and I just looked up there, 20th. And he got by Mike Marler right there at the end of the race,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And ended up running third. He started 20th and ran third. Who's the man? Is it Chris Madden or is it Bobby Pierce?
Well, I say Chris Madden because he won. He did everything that
who
you should have
fast
to get started up front.
Who
he started on the outside of the front row because of how well he did earlier in the night, and he made it count. Bobby Pierce had to rally back from not as good a night in the preliminary rounds to start 20th. Had he started up front where Chris Madden did, I would agree with it. I think Bobby Pierce would have probably won the race.
Who's the fastest car on the track last night?
It's the car that passed the most cars, Bobby Pierce.
It's got to be Bobby Pierce, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, because Madden, he got away for a little bit, but he wasn't, you know, like lap 14, he's still right there with the top three. I mean, he had speed, but he never, like, put a half track on him. He
right.
was there.
He won by 2 seconds, I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's about a straightaway, a little under a straightaway. But, yeah, I mean, I would have to agree with Bobby Pierce being the best car.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't. That's some tough competition up there. I mean, that's
it's
that
the is, best competition of them all.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it pays $53,000 to win. They're
right.
all going to be there. It's the last Silver Dollar Nationals. You're going to bring all the heavy hitters in a drive from 20th to third. That's not easy doing from with that competition.
Oh,
but there's no guarantee that Bobby Pierce, had he started up front to where Chris Madden did, would have run the race, outrun both Madden and Davenport, two of the best late model runners in the entire country. I don't think anybody can argue that Chris Madden and Jonathan Davenport have been the two most successful late model drivers in the country. Even had Bobby Pierce started on the second row, there's no guarantee that he would have won the race.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think if he started up towards the front, he would have won the race, because look at the guys that he passed. Mike Marler, Brandon Shepard, Ricky Thornton Jr., Tim McCready, Stormy Scott, Earl Pearson, Hudson O'Neill, Devin Moran, Tyler Bruni, Chad Simpson, Kyle Strickler, Jimmy Owens. He passed all those guys.
But he didn't pass Chris Madden and Jonathan Davenport.
He was faster than those guys.
Maybe. But I don't think there's any guarantee that he would have won the race had he started on the second row or even the first row.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand by what I said earlier. Chris Madden was the man last night.
I like what Caleb said on here. He said Madden was the man, Pierce was the show.
That's a fair statement.
Right.
I'd go with that.
Right.
He sold some T-shirts at least.
Oh, I bet he did, didn't he?
Bobby Pierce is one of the most exciting drivers there is. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the way he bangs that car off the wall, the way he sliced up through the field last night was the show of the race. I would agree with that.
Right. But at the same time, he had to be the fastest car. He came from 20th to 3rd.
He did.
He had to be the fastest car on the racetrack.
Again,
Austin, can you look up the lap times real quick for me on that?
He's getting ready to do that.
Yep.
Again, he didn't get close enough to battle with Madden and Davenport for the win.
I want to know who turned the fastest lap during that race last night. And I know we can go to my race pass and probably look that up. But I got to believe that Bobby Pierce had to turn the fastest lap of anybody during that race last night. If Chris Madden did run the fastest lap, it was because he was out in front by himself.
Yeah. Right.
Right. But I got to believe that Bobby Pierce had to run maybe the fastest lap. You finding anything, Austin?
Yep, I'm just getting logged in here.
Now, Bobby Pierce won this event, 3 years ago?
Yeah, he's a past
winner. We remember how exciting
right?
a race that was when he banged. He did a lot of damage to his car banging it off the wall that night when he won the Silver Dollar Nationals. I think that was 2019, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So he has a history of winning big money at I-80 Speedway, and Bobby Pierce is one of the best late model guys in the country right now, and that's pretty interesting that he and Brian Shirley, who run 1 and 2 in the Hell Tour points, both decided not to run the Hell Tour this week.
That's weird, isn't it?
and go for this event this weekend. I think Bobby Pierce has got a big enough points lead on the Hell Tour that he thinks that's pretty safe, that he can sacrifice the final four races of the Hell Tour and still hang on to the championship to go run this event. But that is interesting that he decided to forego the last four races of the Hell Tour.
So Chris Madden turned the fastest lap on lap 22 at a 19.408.
There you go.
Bobby Pierce was the sixth fastest car in the feature, turning a 19.772 on lap 11.
But the difference is that Madden was out in front racing by himself, leading the race. Bobby Pierce had to run through the field.
Yeah, so Madden's last three laps, so lap 48, 49, and 50 was a 20.77, a 20.92, and a 21.054.
That 92 probably was a lap car getting in there somewhere. Probably.
Yeah, so his last three laps had an average of a 20.85. So and then go down to Bobby Pierce. His last three laps was a 20.59, a 20.99, and a 20.80. So he was just about the same speed as Chris Madden in the last three laps.
Yeah, your dad said track position is everything. Pierce was definitely faster at the end. Lloyd says, Merman, he goes, Smokey was on cruise control. He said, I don't think he would have gotten by Madden.
I don't either. I don't think, even if the race had gone 100 laps, I don't think that Bobby Pierce would have won that race last night. He was not faster than either Madden or Davenport.
Let me ask you, Austin, do you agree or disagree with what Kirk just said? If it was 100 laps, do you think Bobby Pierce would have won that race? I'm going to say yes.
I don't think so, because he came from 20th to 3rd.
And used
50
up
laps,
the stuff.
He used his stuff up.
Yeah.
Chris Madden just rode around. I mean, he used his stuff up too, but he used it at a different rate than Bobby Pierce did.
Right.
I think Madden would have just been on cruise control, keeping his stuff under him and not using it when he didn't need to. And then Bobby Pierce is just, wholesale on the top for 50 laps, burning everything up. So,
right.
Yeah, I'm not sure that without maybe some big yellows and some big crashes that he would have really been.
How about our boy Mike Mahler? 15 consecutive top five finishes since mid-June.
How about that?
Is that unbelievable?
There
or
is
what?
No driver that's been as consistently good
as
Mike Mahler has been.
Yeah.
He's not won all the races, 15. But he's consistently finished in the top five for the most consecutive times that we've seen in a long time. He's got it going on right now, no doubt.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm still at the belief that Bobby Pierce could have got up there and got around Madden towards the end. But you know what? He's got to go past Jonathan Davenport to get to Madden. And Jonathan Davenport is not the easiest guy to pass, right?
No. Right. The million-dollar man, Jonathan Davenport. Right. He's won $1.3 million in prize money so far this year.
Phone lines are open, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. Let's go to Ryan. He's on the phone with us. Hey, Ryan, how you doing, bud?
You know I got to chime in on this.
What do you think?
Bobby Pierce was the fastest by far, just in my opinion, for what he did in traffic.
Right.
If he would have gotten up to Davenport and Madden, if they would have caught like a, I don't know, 5 to go, 8 to go caution.
Yeah.
That bad boy would have been pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I know James Essex always says, please stay green. Right. I was wanting a caution at that time.
You were.
I was. I wanted to see what he could do, because the last four features Bobby Pierce has had was his finish last night. He didn't run the Silver Dollar Nationals last year because he was doing the summer tour.
Mm-hmm. The Hell Tour.
The year before that, he started like 22nd in that area. At the halfway mark for the 100 laps, he was up to 9th or 10th.
You're talking about Bobby Pierce. right?
Bobby Pierce.
Yeah.
He had some kind of mechanical issue and had to drop out.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, Kurt talked about it, where he beat the hell out of the right rear and won
yep.
the Silver Dollar Nationals. And if you remember the year before that for the Silver Dollar Nationals, he was leading and dominating Jonathan Davenport by half a lap with about 15 or 20 to go and blew the motor.
Oh.
Something about I-80 and Bobby Pierce just goes hand in hand.
Right.
He does.
Always.
I remember here a week ago, I was up at Stewart Speedway and watched Bobby Pierce grab the lead. And then before it locked down, Chris Madden was able to get past him, and then it locked down, and that was the end of that. Mm-hmm. So still, even within the last week, the battle between those two drivers was won by Chris Madden. So I don't know. I just think Madden still has a faster race car right now than Bobby Pierce.
Yeah, the way that track looked last night, that thing, Steve Kosciuszko, he did it again.
Yeah.
Track was money.
Excellent.
You could run high, you could run low.
Yeah.
And if you were going to run low, I mean, you could run high, low, mid. Brandon Shepard's running mid. Mike Marler, he's kind of running a little mid and kind of dominating off a little bit like he talked about. And I didn't realize that Marler, that was his 15th top five finish.
We just talked about
in
that.
In a row.
Yeah. 15 consecutive top five finishes since mid-June.
That guy, he's on a roll.
Yeah, we're going to have him on next week on the show.
Ryan, you're going to be up there covering this for us tonight, aren't you, as you always do?
I am at work. I have parked my truck. I am in my car. I'm getting ready to turn in my paperwork, and I'm going to head straight up to I-80.
And I'm going to join you up there tomorrow night. So you're going to feed us some sound from up there, right?
I'm going to get the front row finishers. I'm going to get, hopefully, with Ben Shelton. Probably Sheldon and James Essex tomorrow. I'm going to try to get with, Kentucky Colonel, drove for...
Steve Francis.
Why is his name escape me? That kills me. I was going to get with Francis last year, didn't get a chance to. I'm going to get with Steve Francis and his kind of look on everything. Obviously, get with Joe Kosciuszko tomorrow and just... you know, get as much as I can, talk to the big wigs and see what's going on.
It's double features up there tonight, right? There's no A main. Double features.
Double heat races.
That's what I meant to say.
Yeah.
Double heats. They're going to take the accumulated points, and that's going to be setting the top 16. And then they're going to run their multiple B features. They'll have the last chance where the winner will get a chance to either take usually like $3,000 or, you know, obviously $5,300 to start. You know, I'm not sure what they're going to have for their last chance, but usually the person that wins that gets a chance to take that money or start in the tail of the A feature, which usually takes that. And it's 60 cars looking for one, possibly two more guys to show up. They could have possible 62 to break a record tomorrow.
Didn't Chris Madden take the challenge last year?
He did. He took the challenge at Deer Creek a couple of weeks ago, and it cost him.
Davenport both. Davenport fell back. Chris Madden, I believe, finished third behind Marler, and I think it was McCready.
I got you.
I'm thinking off the top of my head, but yeah, it didn't turn out bad for McFadden, and I guess McFadden's wife was kind of screaming at the according to the interview, McFadden's wife was
Madden.
Chris Madden.
Kind of yelling at him.
Yeah.
Chris Madden, sorry.
Yeah.
Was kind of yelling at him for taking the challenge to go back, but I mean, hey, he would look like a stinking genius if he wins it.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. That would
have been huge.
All right, Ryan. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you in the morning up there from I-80. It's just a shame that this racetrack is going to be closing up at the end of the year. It's one of the best half miles in the country. It is such a great racetrack.
When I talked to Joe Kosciuszko last year, and this wasn't on the interview and stuff, but when we talked, he just looks at me and goes, I would love to find someone that would keep it as a track. I would take less money for it. That's the racer. I mean, who wouldn't? you know, for what he's built and what he's done. And it was kind of strange, and I haven't heard, you know, exactly what all is going on, and probably find out more tomorrow, but it was kind of strange to hear through the interviews that some guys are saying, this and that. And I'm like, what? That's, you know, everything else I've heard that this is it, and they've been promoting this is it. I can't imagine something happening and staying a track and keeping the Silverdollar Nationals.
Listen, we've had Joe on the show. He just wants to retire. He wants to enjoy life a little bit. He's at the age to where, listen, until you guys understand what it's like to be over 60 years old, because, man, that's when people start falling dead. That's when people start dying at 60 years old. And as a person that has worked their entire life, a lot of people want to take it easy for a little bit and enjoy their family and enjoy doing things with their family, and that's exactly what Joe wants to do.
That's where Joe's at. And Steve, too, I think, lot the same way, too.
They're up there in the years, man. Yeah. Listen, how old are you, Ryan?
55.
Wait till you're 60-something.
I can. You know what? My dad is 69. I believe. I got to sit there and count back. I had a deal show up on my Facebook page this morning. 10 years ago, my kids and me and dad met in Topeka and had dinner together and talked and everything. And the difference in my dad from 10 years ago to now is like, what the hell happened? And it hits you quick and it hits you hard.
Well, and let me just tell you, and you can ask these two guys right here, Kirk Elliott and Austin O'Neill. I don't know if it's for me hitting the walls over the years, because I know I've had at least 7 concussions. I don't know what it is, but I'm slipping. I know for a fact that I'm slipping. And I don't like it. I hate it, because there's things that I can't remember, and there's things that I forget. And when you get at my age, it starts to bother you a little bit, because you know as a person that you're slipping a little bit. Kirk, do you feel like you're slipping a little?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's just the fact of getting older, you know.
Right.
Well, so, I'm going to throw this out. You think of Steve and Joe Kosiski. Steve's in the truck watering down, and I've been in that truck. I did an interview with Steve a couple years ago in that truck. That thing has no AC. That thing only has a 255 or 240 AC. Two windows doing about 40 miles an hour. That's what you got.
Right.
God, boy, it's hot this weekend.
He's out there. He's running infield, back up top.
Right.
He's running to the pit gate. He's running this. I've seen the guy for the last 5 years running all over the place. And how he's done it to the level he's done it.
Right.
Is incredible. And the guy, and on top of that, he never loses his cool, and he's always a complete gentleman.
Right.
He's one of the class guys in racing.
Steve does a great job with that racetrack up there.
Just so you know, Ryan, the older you get, the colder you get. And me personally, when this show is over, you know what I like to do when the show's over, Kurt? Do you know what I do?
Go outside in the heat?
I like to go out and sit in the heat.
Oh,
I like to warm my old bones up.
Well, you Scott will do Scott, and no one can do it any better than Scott.
Well, whatever.
You won't be out there all day, though.
No, I won't. I won't stay out there all day.
Hey, Ryan.
All right, Ryan. We got to take a commercial break, buddy. Fact. I appreciate you calling in.
We'll look forward to hearing
you guys in the morning.
We'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow morning, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right. Hey, I want to remind everybody about the what's going on up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. They got a great track tribute to Ascot Park. It's going to be going on through October 1st. They've got all kinds of videos, driver uniforms, helmets, memorabilia, a lot of cars that raced at Ascot Park that are up there on display right now. It's all going on through October 1st. It's one of the great racetracks in the entire country that ever existed. They raced there four nights a week back in the day, Kirk. Could you imagine running a racetrack and running it four nights a week? Could you even imagine that?
They did do that back in the day.
Back in the day,
hard
man.
To do it now.
Ascot Park is such a great venue. It was in Gardena, California. It's no longer there now, but this is a great track tribute that's going on right now up at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And while you're up there, you should buy you a raffle ticket for the 2022 Triple X Chassis 410 Sprint Car that they're going to be raffling off. They're going to be doing that on Friday, December 16th. If you can't get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, what you need to do is go online to SprintCarRaffle.com. That's SprintCarRaffle.com. And buy your raffle ticket right there at SprintCarRaffle.com and purchase you some tickets to try to win this 2022 Triple X Chassis 410 Sprint Car. Austin, you'd like to win that right now, wouldn't you, buddy?
Yeah, couldn't come at a better time.
Couldn't come at a better time, could it, bud? And don't forget, they also have the drawing going on for the 2022 IMSA GT Element Championship Edition C8R Corvette. They will be giving that away during the Knoxville Nationals on Saturday, August 13th. This is only one of 1,000 Corvettes that were made like this. It's a real race car, folks. This is an IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette. Again, they're going to do the drawing on Saturday, August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. And if there was anything that they're raffling off that I would want, it's this Corvette. This Corvette is so valuable, folks. This Corvette I saw online selling for $150,000. And at the Barrett Jackson auction, they had a charity auction on there. It sold for $300,000. So this Corvette is worth a lot of money. And if you can't get up to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum to buy a raffle ticket, you can always do it online at Corvette, the letter C, the number 8, the letter R, contest.com. That's Corvette C8R contest.com. If you'd like to buy a raffle ticket for the 2022 IMSA GTLM Championship Edition C8R Corvette that they will be drawing on August 13th during the Knoxville Nationals. Get up there. And if you go up there and you see Bob Baker, make sure you tell him the Racing Boys sent you up there. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more here on Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. I want to thank Lucas for being great supporters of the Racing Boys for the last 12 years. We hope we continue that relationship with them for many years to come right here on Mostly Motorsports. It's Phone Friday. The phone lines are open, 816-833-8553. Let's go to them now and talk to Dave Tyson. How you doing, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing,
bud? Hey, I'm going to start off on a positive note. I'm really excited. Have you seen the lineup so far for the 360 Nationals at Knoxville?
Yeah, Kyle Larson's in the field.
Yeah, he's going to be in there. Yeah.
Kyle Larson, Aaron Reitzel, Anthony Macri, Zeb Wise, Corey Eliason, the McCarls, Brian Brown, Ryan Timms, Parker Price Miller.
Hold on a second, Dave. Let me just ask you, how is Ryan Timms allowed to run the 360 race when he's not old enough to run the 410 race? How's that working?
I don't know how it's working. If it's an organizational thing or.
It might be an ASCS thing.
Yeah. That's all I can think of because it's associated with ASCS.
I would think Knoxville rules would supersede that.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm shocked by that, to be honest with
you. Yeah, because he doesn't turn 16 until later in the month.
Till after the 410 Nationals. Right.
So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what some of these, All-Star Circuit of Champions coming back here.
Yep.
It gives me the feel. I'm really looking forward to next Thursday and Friday night at I-70 Speedway, and then I'm going to follow it up by going to Knoxville next Saturday night. But it gives me the feel of back in the old days of the Jayhawk Nationals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We'd see a big turnout of cars, like 80-some sprint cars from all over the country on their way to Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And the All-Stars are tomorrow night at Lake Ozark Speedway.
Yes, and then Brent Marks and a lot of them are going to be back at the I-70 here this coming week.
It pays, I believe tonight, it's the beach brawl down there. Tonight it pays $8,000 to win, and tomorrow night it pays $10,000 to win.
Right, yeah. And then those two nights that Dave referred to at I-70 Motorsports Park, next Thursday and Friday. That's probably going to be the biggest show that we've seen out there since the World of Outlaws opened up the track.
You know that second day at I-70 is going to pay $26,000 to win. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Man, that's some big money right there.
Yeah, that's why you're going to see some big names coming in.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's going to be a big show, and I expect pretty good crowds out there.
Hey, Dave, do we need sprint car racing to catch up with late models? Because you see how much the late models are paying for all these races. My only concern about that is if sprint car racing does that a lot of drivers, like we see in the late model action, we see a lot of the late model drivers just become outlaw drivers. They don't run for points in any one series. And I think that hurts the Lucas Oil 8 Model Dirt Series a little bit because, what did we have, 24 cars at I-70 Speedway? What did they have, 19 cars? What race was that where they had 19 cars?
Houston Speedway the other night.
Yeah. So I don't know if that would scavenge people away from touring series or if it would help it. What do you think, Dave?
Well, yeah, we're seeing some of that in late models. But let's look at the midgets.
Right.
We had 22 midgets at the USAC series in Nebraska last week. We had 15 Power I midgets, all pretty much all quality cars at both sites. And then we have 370 midgets at the Chili Bowl. Why can't we have regular, decent sized fields of midgets?
You know, you're probably not going to like my opinion on this, to be honest with you, Dave. To be honest with you, midgets cost so much to build, they might as well build a 410 sprint car.
And that's what they're doing.
I don't doubt that.
The money is in the 410 sprint cars right now.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you got the Keith Coons Motorsports and RMS and some big teams in midget racing, but a lot of those drivers that are at the Chili Bowl and run so well in a lot of these big money midget races, you'll see it at the BC 39 coming up here in another week. A lot of those drivers run 410 sprint cars. That's where the money's at.
Well, look, Chris Windham, you look at Tyler Courtney. I mean, you look at the guys that are defecting out of the midget ranks. Austin, what does it cost for a brand new, say, like an Esslinger motor? They're $60,000, aren't they? Something like that.
I was told
50 to 60.
Yeah, Toyota and a Esslinger anywhere from 50 to 60, 70-ish on the high side.
So in the same motor, you can buy a 410 motor for about that much money too, right?
Yeah, a Ryder 410's, I think upwards of 65-70. So yeah, you can kind of cheap out on both routes and get closer to 50 or so. But yeah, they're pretty much the same.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I'm up there at the 360 Nationals every year, but I don't know that I've ever been excited looking at the names I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's going to be a stellar field, no doubt about it.
No doubt, man. That's going to be one of the best 360 fields we've ever seen.
That's
up there.
Three nights, August 4th, 5th, and 6th.
I think I'm going to be doing the show from
You'll
up,
up there.
At the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
On Saturday morning?
No, I think I'm going to go up there and do it all week.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to Bob Baker about it the other day, and he said, you're more than welcome to come up here and do the show. I can zoom in and do it right up from up there and maybe have a guest or two on with
us. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I'll see you over on the North Campground.
Yep. I'll be over there. You know I will.
It's getting close there, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait. All right, Dave. Thank you.
Bye.
That opens up the phone lines, 816-833-8553, 816-833-8553. NWRA at I-35 this weekend, Kurt.
Saturday night. Non-wing sprint cars, yeah. I-35. And, you know, Pennsylvania is where we got our eyes focused tonight, at Williams Grove Speedway, the Summer Nationals tonight and tomorrow night.
You know,
Kyle Larson's going to be at both those nights, too.
My only problem with the NWRA guys running up there at I-35 is they kind of putt around the bottom a little bit too much up there for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see how it all goes.
Would you agree with that, Austin?
It's not their fault. It's more of the the track. You run 10 classes, and it's
too many classes.
Too many classes, and the track is it's not prepared well enough for sprint car racing, and all the big tire stuff they have up there. Not a lot, but more or less the modified stuff can really, you know, open it up and dry it out, and you put sprint cars on it, and it just eats us alive, and you watch rubber. So, yeah, it's not really our sprint car guys' fault. It's just kind of the track that they're dealt with.
Right.
Hey, all the non-wing sprint cars, the stellar big-time non-wing sprint cars are going to be at Gas City tonight for the opening round of Indiana Sprint Week.
Yep.
So, big night of racing tonight. We'll be looking in on that.
The Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour got rained out last night. They were supposed to be at Tulsa Speedway. They're going to make up that race on Tuesday. It was night one of Speed Week. Where are they at tonight, Kurt?
They're at Batesville Speedway tonight.
That's a tough place to do a broadcast.
And then Hammer Hill tomorrow night.
Yeah. I like Hammer Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Short track. So, that was shocking. I thought we were in a drought. I didn't even know they forecasted rain at Tulsa last night.
It's so funny that Terry Maddox last night was doing some live streaming on his phone, and he said, I thought Oklahoma was in a drought until Lucas Oil ASCS come to Tulsa and tried to promote a race, and then
Man,
it rains.
I tuned in over there last night and said it rained out. I go, what? Right. Are you kidding? I watched that Silver Crown race at Winchester, the high banks of Winchester Speedway.
Cody Swanson won that race, didn't he?
Man, he dominated. He had like a 10-second lead in that race. Logan Seavey finished second, and Taylor Ferns, the lady, finished in third place last night.
I think Cody Swanson lost that race last year by half a car length, if I'm not mistaken.
He had a Justin Graham.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was real close right there at the finish of last year. So, see the USAC NOS Energy Drink Sprint Week is going to start tonight. What'd you say? Gas City, right?
Gas City Speedway tonight.
Right, right. And then Kokomo the following night, right?
Kokomo Saturday night.
Right.
So
right.
That's always a must view when Indiana Sprint Week comes around, and it all kicks off tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah. And Billy Moyer, he picked up his first Hail Tour win since 2017 last night.
Billy Moyer Jr. now.
Billy Moyer Jr., I meant to say.
Right.
That's only his 10th Hell Tour win, but it's hard to believe that he hadn't won a Hell Tour race since 2017.
Well, it's hard to win if Bobby Pierce is racing.
Well, I guess.
Brian Shirley and Bobby Pierce, they were both at I-80 last night. So congrats to Billy Moyer Jr. for picking up a big win last night.
Yeah.
They got three races left to go in the Hell Tour, as we talked about a little bit earlier. And then, you know, one of my other big favorite late model races coming up a week from this weekend at Fairbury, Illinois, the Fairbury Speedway for the Prairie Dirt Track Classic. If you remember a year ago, Kyle Larson outran Bobby Pierce for that big win over there. So that's coming up next weekend.
Hey, I got to bring up Kyle Larson. I think it was Lance DeWeese that took that picture, right? One of his crew members kind of ragged on him a little bit about running a micro race last night, didn't he?
Yes.
Do you have that picture? Can you pull up that picture, Austin, for us so we can look at that real quick?
He didn't like Kyle going in and against the kids and winning a
micro race. When I first heard that, I thought, he picks up the $20,000 win race the night before, right?
At Port Royal.
Port Royal. Yeah. And then he goes runs a micro. Does anybody have any problems with them going? I think Austin said it best. Christopher Bell runs a micro all the time, and nobody says anything about that.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, these guys can do whatever they want to do.
But is Kyle a little more dominant than Christopher Bell? Is that why people say things about Kyle Larson running a micro race versus Christopher Bell running one? Would you agree with that? That Kyle Larson is a cup champion. He wins all these sprint car races. He does. He just wins all the time. If Christopher Bell took the time to go run all those races like Kyle Larson does, and he won a lot of those races, would people complain about Christopher Bell the same as they do Kyle Larson?
If he won all the time, maybe so. Hey, you remember who won the All-Star race at Lake Ozark Speedway last year?
Christopher Bell, wasn't
Christopher
it?
Bell.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But Christopher Bell's most recent Cup Series winner.
How about
too,
that?
So.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I was happy to see that.
Anyway, again, Kyle Larson is going to race at Williams Grove both Friday and Saturday night. And why not? It's not that far from Pocono. Pocono right. Raceway is where they're racing the Cup Series this weekend. It's not that far away.
Christopher Bell has ran all week in PA in a 600 micro. There were 87 600s last night. No kidding.
Wow.
87 of them.
Would they pay to win? I don't know.
Tammy, let me ask you, because your opinion means a lot to me. Do you think that people are harder on Christopher Bell about running a micro or Kyle Larson because of his success as a everybody looks at Kyle Larson as the most talented driver in the world, maybe, right? What do you think, Kurt? Do you think do you have a problem with Kyle Larson running a micro?
I don't. I have no problems with anybody, any of these guys doing any what they want to do. I've got no issue with it. He won $1,000 for winning that micro race last night.
Tammy beat you to that. She already put that up on the chat room. Yeah.
Now, I've got no issue what these guys are doing. You know, I think they help promote all of racing when they come and show up and drive whatever they want to drive. I don't care.
That's the trade that you get, right? The trade that you get is getting a guy like Christopher Bell and Kyle Larson come to your racetrack. It pulls in fans. Right. It sells more tickets. So there's a good trade there. The fans love seeing Kyle Larson race in any type of car. You're right, Tammy.
And I think it helps promote all of racing.
It's definitely good for motorsports if Kyle Larson shows up and runs at your racetrack, for sure.
Right. So, anyway, I've got no issue with what Kyle Larson chooses to do on his off time.
Austin, you have an opinion on that at all?
No, I mean, racers are going to race anywhere. Or they're just going to race. I mean,
they just want to race, don't they?
That's it. And that's then Larson's proved that, you know, multiple times now. And
it's good for business.
It exactly is. And
just don't threaten not to show up at a race, because they don't pay enough money. That's all. I don't like that. But they can show up and do whatever they want to do.
Hold on a second. It's okay for Kyle to go run for $1,000 to win. But when he wants to run the Chili Bowl for $10,000 to win, he's not okay with that.
Well, I just say, don't say that I'm not going to come to the Chili Bowl next year, nor will others if they don't raise the purse. I don't like that. But wherever he chooses to run on his off time from the Cup Series is fine by me. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I enjoy watching. I'm a race fan, so whatever Kyle Larson shows up to a race, I'm excited.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I'm not necessarily rooting for him to win all the time because I want to see a lot of different drivers win.
Yeah.
But when he shows up to race, that raises the excitement level for me as a race fan.
Well, let's be fair, Kirk. We're a little more emotionally attached to the Chili Bowl than maybe other people are.
Yeah.
We did the broadcast for 16 years.
Right.
So we know that the inside business of what goes on with the Chili Bowl. And we know for a fact that Emmett, a lot of people think Emmett's just getting filthy rich off that Chili Bowl.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a different, unique event.
It takes so much money to put on that event.
That event is set apart from anything else that runs the entire year. So,
well, I don't know. Austin? Any opinions on any of that we were just talking about? You got something? Do you feel like you probably feel the Chili Bowl should pay more, don't you?
I think it could pay a little bit more, but, I mean, we go there to race for the driller. So, I mean, that's what everybody goes there for. We're not all going to go there for $10,000 to win. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. I want everything to pay more. But
yeah, you're a racer.
You know, I think that's... It is what it is, and, you know, if you don't want to race for that much, go somewhere else.
Hmm.
Hey, we got the other BC39, the other big midget event that's coming up here in a couple of weeks, BC39 at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
That'd be big.
What's the purse money for that? I was just looking that up. What do they pay to win for that?
Doesn't it pay $10,000?
I'll look
but,
that
but, all right, but look would that you up. Would you agree that that is the other premier midget event aside from the Chili Bowl, the BC 39?
Yeah, I don't know what it pays to win. Austin's looking it up for
I'm
us.
Not sure
we'll
what
find
the
out
purse
real
money
quick.
Is on that.
But if that doesn't pay,
but I think it's pretty comparable.
There's some people that think that the BC 39 is on equal ground as the Chili Bowl. Do you think that? No, I don't think
no,
so.
No. The Chili Bowl is still number one.
Yeah.
But you remember when the Belleville Midget Nationals, that was the other big marquee event
right.
at the time. That never did pay a whole lot of money.
Right. They ran that 1 year after Brian Clausen's passing, didn't
2017,
they?
2017. And you know who the final winner of that was?
Who
Spencer
was
Baston
it
won
was.
The final Belleville Midget Nationals. So,
yeah.
But that was the other marquee event in midget racing before the – and then the BC 39 started in 2018. Brady Bacon won that event. Zeb Wise won the second event. They didn't have the race in 2020 due to COVID-19. And last year, it was Kyle Larson, the winner.
Yeah.
It pays $15,000 to win.
$15,000.
We don't hear Kyle Larson complaining about that, do we?
Should that pay more? Maybe.
If the Chili Bowl needs to pay more, shouldn't the BC 39 pay more?
Well, I mean, it already pays more than the Chili Bowl, so
well, it's $5,000 more. That's
still
not
more.
A lot more.
It could be $10,000 and $10,001, and it still pays more.
Right.
But
Kyle Larson will be there to run that, I'm sure. Will he not? Kyle will be there to run that.
I don't know if he will be or not. I don't know. How do you know?
You don't really know until you show up at the racetrack if Kyle Larson's going to be there or not. And I'm okay with that.
Well, part of that is because he doesn't want people to use his name to promote their event.
I am fine with that.
Yep.
So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I would expect Kyle to be at the BC 39.
There also isn't 400 cars. Caleb, there's not 400 cars at the Chili Bowl.
No, at the BC 39.
No, but he said there's also isn't 400 cars racing the BC 39.
Right.
What's the most amount of cars we've had at the Chili Bowl? 350?
Right
around there somewhere.
I thought maybe 370-something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I'm wrong.
Yeah. So. But you know what? It doesn't really matter. It's all about the driller for the Chili Bowl.
Yeah. And for that matter,
I hate the attention that Kyle's brought to the Chili Bowl.
And
the negative attention.
Right. And for that matter, winning at Indianapolis Motor Speedway Dirt Track, the BC 39, weighs heavier than whatever it pays.
Right.
Because of the racetrack.
Right.
And the Knoxville Nationals, we know how much that pays, but it's always been bigger to win the trophy than how much ever it pays to win the Knoxville Nationals.
Now, I wouldn't have any problem if they raised it like $5,000, right?
That's fine.
We offered to do that 1 year, didn't we, Kurt?
Yeah.
We went to Emmett and we said, listen, we're making enough money off of the pay-per-view broadcast. Let us add another $5,000 to the Chili Bowl and make it pay $15,000 to win. And at that time, Emmett says, then when you're gone, what am I going to do? Then I have to cover that $5,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you know. That
understand him. Where's Texas the dog? I don't know. Is he over there by you, Austin, hanging out with you?
No, he's laying in front of your table.
Oh, he is. Can you get a shot where you can see him down there?
He is bored stiff. He's sleeping right now.
Yeah, well, he does a lot of sleeping.
Oh,
he's a good dog, though. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, brother. I'm going to be at are you coming up? I'm going to go to Iowa Speedway on Sunday. Are you coming up to that?
Well, you know, we're babysitting a dog.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's going to work out for us or not yet. Dieter and I are trying to figure out how to make that work. Tori's coming home on Sunday. She could pick up the dog here at the house. But we have to put him in a kennel if we do that. And we don't like putting the dog in the kennel.
Yeah.
It's not what we like to do because he doesn't like the kennel. And my daughter, she works all the time. She just works a ton of hours. both of my daughters are just hard workers. And he has to sit in a kennel a lot when he's at home.
And they're back from vacation on Sunday.
They're back from vacation on Sunday. They've been down at the Lake of the Ozarks all week, having a good time down there with their mom. So, yeah. Anyway, it's not something I like to do is put the dog in the kennel.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the Indy cars at Iowa Speedway. It's been a few years since I've seen them up
there. What was the last year they raced up there?
They raced there 2 years ago. They didn't have any races there last year. They had two races 2 years ago where Simon Pagenaud and Joseph Newgarden won.
Two races in the same day, right?
Back-to-back days, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
And so they did that 2 years ago, and they've been racing Indy cars up there since 2007. Joseph Newgarden's won it three times.
That thing
at
produces
Iowa
really good races, doesn't it?
Yeah. Hy-Vee is a big grocer, and that's headquartered out of Iowa, and they sponsor the Indy car series in a big way. So they're putting all their efforts in concerts and all kinds of good stuff up there. I'm going to be at I-80 tomorrow night, but then Sunday I'm going to go to the second of the two races.
I have not had much luck at Iowa Speedway, to be honest with you. I went up there with a super truck one time, was second fast on the sheet, blew up in the final practice session up there. Then I took J.J. Sonneveld up there to drive my ARCA car, and they took 33 on speed. We were number 33 when the final car went out, and he bumped us out of the show.
I remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, that was painful.
That sucked.
What was bad was the car that was attempting to qualify after us had been in the garage changing out a motor. They could have taken a provisional. We would have got into the show, but at the last second, they got the motor in. They went out, and they qualified and bumped us out of the show.
Crazy.
It was terrible.
I don't know. The Iowa Speedway is still owned by NASCAR, but they don't have any NASCAR races there anymore. They've had ARCA races.
Make it a dirt track.
You and I talked about this. This should be their dirt track facility.
I agree. Yeah,
anyway, I'm looking forward to getting up there and checking it out.
They hold about 30,000 people up there, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a few years since I've been up there, so looking forward to it.
Be good. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports. It's been a great day today. Always a lot of great fodder. We appreciate the people that did call in today. Tomorrow, as you know, Kirk and I have been doing Track Talk for 22 years together on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We will be doing it tomorrow again. You looking forward to that, Kirk? We'll be talking a lot.
Absolutely.
2 hours long tomorrow.
I always look forward to whenever we get to talk racing.
Yeah, every time. All right, so tomorrow, tune in, 8 o'clock Central Time on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Or you can watch the show right here on Facebook. You can watch it on Twitter. You can watch it on YouTube. Or you can watch it on RacingBoys.com. Kirk and I will be here. Austin will not be here because he'll be down at the lake helping Ayrton Jennington try to win a race down there at Lake Ozark Speedway with the All-Star Circuit of Champions tonight and tomorrow. So we will have Todd Surprise and Deidre in here helping us tomorrow, right? Yeah.
Ayrton's got a pretty good chance down there tonight, don't you think there, Austin?
He rolls around there pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he came off of making the Kings Royal, so, they have a ton of laps of that place, and I think, hit the combination just right, qualify good with the qualifying invert that the All-Stars have and the way you can get locked into the dash. Just it's all based on qualifying. So qualify good, and hopefully we can put ourselves good in a good spot in the dash and pick up $8,000, if not $16,000.
Just do those tires right, bud.
It's easy job.
Easy job. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again. Mostly Motorsports has been brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. For Austin O'Neill, for Kirk Elliott, I'm Scott Traylor. We'll see you tomorrow morning on Track Talk, 8 o'clock Central Time, right here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding mucus fuel treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Mucus fuel treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.